Would you pray with me, please? We ask, O God, for your Spirit to come and be with us this evening. Jesus said before he was ascended that we're to wait, we're to take a deep breath, we're to pause, and then we're to receive the Holy Spirit with power, and then we are to witness. So we are here taking a deep breath, and we are here to receive your power, and we are here to witness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The United Methodist Church needs a wedding. And we need a wedding with a lot of color. I'm talking colors of the rainbow. It'd be biblical, you know. God gave Noah a rainbow. So we need a lot of color. We need some flair. We need some flowers of different colors. We need some balloons of different colors. It'd be like Joseph's coat of many colors. It's biblical. We need a wedding. You know who's going to be there, don't you? Jesus is going to be there. Because it's biblical. Jesus goes to weddings. He went to one at Cana. And it just says a wedding. It doesn't say it was between a man and a woman. I'm wondering, though, if it was a wedding, one of those Levirate weddings, you know, where the woman's husband dies and she has no son and she has to marry her brother-in-law. Do you think Jesus went to one of those weddings? It's biblical. How about the concubine? That's biblical. Would Jesus have gone to a wedding with a concubine? How about one of those weddings where it's in the Bible where a warrior takes a female prisoner of war and she becomes his bride? Would Jesus have done that? How about polygamy? That's in the Bible. I sat down with an African pastor one morning. And I just wanted to get to know him. And we were having a great conversation. And he told me that the issue in the African church isn't same-sex marriage. The issue is polygamy. That they have trouble with polygamous weddings. Sometimes knowingly, they actually marry people who are already married. You know, I hope that pastor never loses his credentials. Because he does a polygamous wedding. We need a wedding. And you know who else will be there? The eunuch who Philip baptized. Now there's a guy that's asexual. There's a guy who's actually been mutilated by someone in power. And Philip opened the scriptures to him. Can you believe they're reading the book of Isaiah? And Philip did not turn to his discipline and ask. It is incompatible with Christian teaching if you're a eunuch. It's not there. Philip baptized him, and he welcomed him. So I think that eunuch should be at our wedding, along with Joseph and along with Noah. I know that this is going to be difficult for us. But I think there'll be kind of a happy mood about it. Speaking of happiness, I heard on the radio this week that there was a study done by National Geographic magazine, and they were looking at the happiest countries in the world. And the second happiest country in the world is Denmark. Now get this, they have 70% income tax. 70%. And they are the happiest people, well, second happiest people in the world. That's because everything's free. School's free, college is free, retirement's free, healthcare's free. And it says in the book that since 1968, Danes have had same-sex marriages. 44 years of same-sex marriage in Denmark, and they're the second happiest country in the world? Go figure. No? I know this is going to be difficult. And I know that you might say, well, this is kind of edgy. And it is. But you know what? I don't think the church is going to be changed by changing the furniture at the connectional table. I don't think the church is going to be changed by what happens at the Council of Bishops. And if they get to go for life terms or not life terms or whatever, it's not going to happen there. You know what's going to happen because you're here. You're on the edge tonight. And that's where the church is going to get changed, by how we engage with people on the edge. Now, if you don't believe that, you need to go to the Women at the Well worship service on Thursday night. And if you are not changed and transformed by that experience, then you are not human. Okay? If you want to be changed, go to Doris Knight and walk with an immigrant through the Justice for Our Neighbor procedure. You will be changed. To see the heart of the immigrant, to see the desire of the immigrant, that's where it's going to happen. If you want to be transformed, here's one for you. Go down to Blazing Saddles and meet someone who's in a lot of pain because their family doesn't accept them, let alone the church. You'll be transformed by who they are. Go eat a meal at the Trinity United Methodist Church and sit down with someone who's hungry. You'll be transformed. The church is going to be transformed by what we do on the edge and not what happens at the center. When we spend time with the hungry and the poor and those who are hurting, those who are suffering, that's what it is for me. It's an issue of suffering, and there are people suffering. And if we're not there, then we're not the church. If we're not there, we're not the church. So we need a wedding. And we need one that embraces this enthusiasm and this joy and all of these wonderful colors. You know, Jesus uses weddings in his parables. There's a wedding at the beginning of chapter 22 of Matthew where Jesus talks about the king who throws a wedding feast. Nobody comes. Remember that one? It's an odd, I don't like to preach that parable very well. But eventually he says, it's in your Bible. The king says, because nobody comes, the king sends a servant out and says, guess what? Go get a lesbian. It's in your Bible. Go get someone who's poor. Go get someone who's prison and bring him to the wedding. Now, there's a caveat at the end of this parable where one person gets kicked out. You remember that? They got kicked out because they didn't wear the wedding robe. That's because Joseph wasn't there. If Joseph had been there, he would have had on a multicolored coat. That's why that person got kicked out. We got to get the coat on. We got to get the colors together. Jesus tells the disciples, look, they've called me Beelzebul. Beelzebul is like the king of demons. It's the head honcho of demons. Jesus says they call me that, and they're going to call you worse. That's what Jesus says. And then Jesus says, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because God even loves the sparrows. Which got me to thinking, I planned on having doves at this wedding. I think we should have sparrows. Because there's a lot of sparrows in the state of Iowa. We can fill this room with all kinds of sparrows. The United Methodist Church needs a wedding. We need some joy. We need some happiness even. Would it be something if we could experience happiness? And I think it'll happen when we stay focused on who we're about. And that is people who live on the edge. People who are on the circle. People who are not in the center. And that's where you are. You're here tonight because you're hurting, because you're frustrated, because you want to do ministry. I believe that. Jesus says, take a deep breath, pause. receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and then witness. Let's go have a wedding.